May God Almighty reveal unto us His truth, His word, and His divine purpose. So tonight I'm sharing a very important message as we're dealing with the foundations. And tonight we'll be dealing with the foundation of provision. Now I want everybody else to say with me, the foundation of provision.
Provision.
Say it again.
The foundation of provision.
The foundation. And this very important. We'll be dealing with the foundation on provision. We can also deal with foundation of provision. Depending with what the two words, I'll be breaking them down. It's very important that we actually look at these two aspects properly. And to start with, I want to lead you into the scripture, which we all know that I was sharing with you, I think, some 7 months ago. But this time around, we'll be looking at this scripture in a very different way, on a foundational perspective. Genesis 22, verse 14, the scripture speaks, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. So from the scripture there, the Bible speaks of Abraham when he was about to sacrifice his son. And his son asked a simple question. And the question was so simple. Dad, we have taken the fire and we have taken the wood, but where is the lamb that we will sacrifice? He didn't know that he was the lamb to be sacrificed. But the father did not say, you are the one. The father said, God will provide. And the word God will provide there is the word Jehovah Jireh. Now, if you're following me, wherever you're watching from, say Jehovah Jireh. Say it again, Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
God will provide.
God will provide.
It is very important that we have this foundation in the beginning of the year. As you look in this year, some of you have a lot of things that you really are praying for and you are believing God for. So it's important to understand the context, Jehovah Jireh. La zuvrehede gepia. Saratefa. Say Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
God will provide.
God will provide.
Now, as we look at this context, it's important for us to share in this season, because this message comes on my first pulpit session. Today is my first session on my altar in 2025. It's my first time I'm standing here, and then I bring this message. God will provide. But I want us to look at this word in a very, very deep manner, because there are so many people who are not enjoying the benefits of Jehovah Jireh. If we talk of Goshen, the land of plenty, we cannot speak of the word provision outside Goshen, because what happens in Goshen is provision. But then for God to provide, what happens? Why do we have people who are praying until today and they get nothing? We have so many people, and I want you to get this, who caught the word Jehovah Jireh. Out of maybe 10 people who says Jehovah Jireh will provide, sometimes all the 10, God does not provide it to them. Jehovah Jireh does not work to everybody. So the word Jehovah Jireh does not work for every person. And I want you to get that. There are people who this word works for, and there are people who this word does not work for. We can all call Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, and only two can receive, and the rest cannot. Because the word Jehovah Jireh, it does not only mean God will provide. But there are covenants, there are foundations attached to this word. Now, let's look at this word properly. Firstly, I want you to understand what I shared with you on crossover. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. God appointing Abraham that through him all nations of the earth shall be blessed, and that he shall become a blessing. Somebody say amen. Say it again, say amen.
Amen.
Now, if he will become a blessing, we now see through him his son is born. But then, he has a covenant with God. He has a covenant with God that God will provide in his life so that he can become what? A blessing. In verse 3, let's read it. It says what?
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And in verse 2?
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
So tonight, before we continue, we want to find the primary reason why God would bless a person, or why God in this year would provide for you, or why in this year God will give you. So to start with, we are going to look at Abraham as a study. So firstly, God says, I will do what? I will bless you. And you shall become what?
A
blessing. So the reason of a blessing, why bless Abraham? There is a purpose. And the purpose of a blessing in Abraham's life is what? For him to become what?
A blessing.
In other words, the purpose of a blessing in the life of Abraham, it is stewardship. God will give something to Abraham, not for his benefits, but for Abraham to become what? To become a custodian. To have, to keep what God must use him. To become a blessing to others. So the reason and the purpose God would bless Abraham, it is not for him to just be worthy and to have the earthly way of thinking, I am rich, I've got money. No. But God told him in advance. He dealt with the foundation of provision. I will provide, and this would be the purpose. Oh, are we here?
Oh, yes.
So when Abraham says God will provide, he understands why. Because God will provide because it's not for Abraham. God will not give you something for you. God deals with eternal processes and the purposes. God does not just give you something for you to be happy. Somebody shout,
I'm listening.
The reason why God will give you something, it is because God understands longevity, how things must continue. So when God is giving you something, let's just say this, God is giving you a millionaire status. The reason why God will make you would give you that status, it is not for you to show off or to be happy. It is for other people through you to be happy. So God, when he is doing his things, there are people who become rich in different ways. But when you are getting rich through covenantal ways, where there is a covenant, it is always to advance his kingdom, to advance his agenda. I don't know if you're getting it. So there are people in the Bible who were just rich, and there are people in the Bible who were rich on a purpose. There was a covenant and a foundation. So God said, I will provide to Abraham. And there's a reason why. God says the purpose is that he can become a blessing. And through him, all families of the earth must be blessed. Are you here? Now let's look at the religious families in the world. The Muslims families, they believe that who's their grandfather? Abraham. All of them. They say Abraham, they don't believe you're Elijah, they don't believe you're Samson, but Abraham, they say, no, that one, we believe him. He's our father. The family of the Jews, in the Israelites, all of them, the affiliation is with Abraham. And the family of Christians, through you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Oh, I'm talking to somebody, right? I will make your name great. So there is no any other great prophet in the Bible, in all the faith that we have in the world, than the name Abraham. Because the believers, Christians, we affiliate. Muslims, affiliate. Jews, affiliate. That's the meaning of making his name what? Great. Everyone wants a connection with Abraham. Now, but the issue here is, God says, I will bless you, and you shall become a blessing. And tonight, there is somebody who's watching me now, who has been praying for the very purpose, yes, to say, God bless me. Yes. But tonight, I release this. This knowledge in your spirit, that you will begin to understand why God will bless you. Why God will remain quiet when you pray. Because you can pray for provision and God not giving it to you. Because there's a purpose why God said to Abraham, I will give it to you. It was not for him to pay his bills. It was not for him to be proud. It wasn't for him to actually have a name just to be famous. No. God had a purpose, and the purpose was stewardship, responsibility. You have to be responsible over the resources I will give you. Now, when we go back to the scripture we read earlier, it says what?
And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day. In the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided.
In the mount of the Lord, it shall be what?
Provided.
It shall be provided. But the word provision in there is the word what? Jireh. So we want to break into details this word Jireh, because I have somebody who's watching me now who says, Prophet, I'm believing what you're saying. In this beginning, in this morning of the year, I need to have a foundation. Because we're on a foundation now. How you will start this year is also how you end it. In the spirit, it's very important to understand the foundations. You cannot build on a weak foundation. This is why spiritually, financially, you need something strong now to build up, so that whatsoever you'll be building this year must be built on a very powerful and a strong foundation. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I raise my hand.
As I raise my hand.
By the power of God.
By the power of God.
And by the name of Jesus.
By the name of Jesus.
I pray for a foundation.
I pray for a foundation.
My foundation.
My foundation.
My foundation of provision.
My foundation of provision.
To be built on Christ.
To be built on Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
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 My career.
My career.
My endeavors.
My endeavors.
My ventures.
My ventures.
My projects.
My projects.
Be built on Christ.
Be built on Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now hear this. So we see, how does it work? So Abraham, he says, God will provide. As they went on the mountain, he takes his son. He says, I'll kill you as a sacrifice. He's about to kill. An angel says, don't kill him. Look there. What was there? A lamb. God provided. Come on. Somebody say, I hear you, prophet.
I hear you, prophet.
All right. So he says, behold the lamb. Where was the lamb? Tied. Ah. Did he say God will provide? He said it. That God will what? Did God provide?
Yes.
Now imagine you pray every day. God will provide. And he does not. You will take your Isaac until you kill your Isaac. No, I'm saying it. Imagine you bring your Isaac on the altar. You say, God will provide, God will provide. You know, Abraham took the knife. God will provide. He was one eye crossing and one eye like, where is the provision? Behold, it was there. Imagine you have got your business. It's dying. God will provide. God will provide. No provision. Imagine you've got a project. God will provide. God will provide. Nothing happening. This is why in this year, we need to align our motives and with our breakthroughs. Because there is very important to align your motive with your breakthrough. Your purpose with your miracle. Why would God provide for you? Now let's go there. When he saw that lamp, the lamp was for what? Was it for him to take home? It was not for him to take that lamp home. It was for sacrifice. It was actually for God. He didn't take that lamp home. He took the lamp, killed the lamp, gave it to God. That's the meaning of Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh does not mean God will give you things for you. No, God will give you things for himself. He will entrust you for the things that are supposed to be used for his kingdom, for his purpose, for his agenda. So if you pray, Jehovah Jireh, God looks at you and he says, even if I give this one, you cannot be praying for fees. Ah, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. I'm looking for fees. No, it doesn't work like that. You must see the bigger picture. Why you want fees? You want to get a qualification, get whether employed or get knowledge so that you can have breakthroughs that you should use them for what? For the kingdom. For others. You should help out. When you present that ideology to God, then you can say, Jehovah Jireh, do it for me. Then he can open that door for fees. Then he can open that door for business. Why? Because God attaches Jireh with the provision, but not for you. That the same provision must be used for himself. So there is a need of alignments where you should start your prayer in this beginning of the year. Begin to make prayers to say, God, I align my purpose. I align my marriage. I align your Jehovah Jireh, but I align my purpose with your kingdom. I align this because God is looking for conduits, people who can carry his worth. Somebody, some here, prophet. Let's go to the book of Matthew and we're going to read from Matthew 25 from verse 14.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them.
All right. Now, I want you to see something here that is very important. So, the kingdom of heaven is like, in other words, this is what happens in the kingdom. Now, let me read it for you in NIV. In NIV, it says, again, it will be like a man going to a journey who called his servants and entrusted his worth to them. So the kingdom of heaven is like, meaning to say that in heaven, God can trust his worth with people. The most important statement there is the word trust. Did you hear that? It says the kingdom of God is like. So God trusts people with his worth. And I want you to see the type of worth that God is trusting people with here. It says, can you just read that? I see the type of worth that he's trusting them with.
To one, he gave 5 bags of gold.
Jesus, stop there. Do you know the meaning of a bag of gold? It says this is how the kingdom of heaven operates. It can trust you and give you a bag of gold. But the most context there is the word what? Trust. Why do you need a God? If you have the word, it's for what? In this year, I pray that God works with your ambitions. He works with your reasons, your motives. I pray that God perfects you, because this is where you are missing it out. God can trust you with the bag of God. Now, hear this. It says to one. Okay? So God was trusting people, not because he just trusted them. You see what God says there? Is he never gave each one of them the same equal amounts of God. No. It says to one, he gave what?
5 bags of gold.
How many bags?
5 bags. To another, 2 bags. To another, 1 bag. Each according to his ability.
Simple. The reason how God would trust you with the resources is your ability. And that becomes the second prayer point, that God give me ability. Because God will give you resources in this year, the year of plenty, according to your ability. Are you able to handle it? The word ability there, it is not to do with how you can function to have it. It is, are you able to handle it? So God gave them according to their ability. How will they handle it? So he looks at the one and says, this one has an ability to handle it. Then he gives him 5 bags of God. Then he looks at another and says, according to this one, he can't handle this. Then he gives him 3 bags. And one bag. Do you understand? He's not talking about one bar. He says bags. He says, this is how the kingdom of God is like. And this is Jesus talking about. Can you imagine until today, God should not trust you with a bag of God? What are we doing? If God can't trust us with a bag of money, of resources, who are we? What are we doing? Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is like God giving people according to how the ability they have. How will they handle it? Somebody say, I receive my own. Say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Help my attitude and my motivations.
Help my attitude and my motivations.
Help my motives.
Help my motives.
I align my motives. With the kingdom principles.
With the kingdom principles.
Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So there's a purpose. So the kingdom of heaven is like. Now we go back to Abraham. Abraham says, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. But when God provided, he didn't take the lamb home. He took it and gave it back to God. This is why Abraham became rich, because it was not for himself. God will give people a billionaire status. There will be billionaires that will rise up. But will it be for you, or it will be for the purposes of advancing the kingdom of heaven? Because Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, it is not that God will provide for you. It is if God will provide for himself. So we have people who are praying, Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle. God, until today, he's not giving them, because he is not Jehovah Jireh for you. He is Jehovah Jireh to himself. You have to get it for his kingdom. So God is quiet, and people are like, I give, I pray, I fast, nothing is changing. Because the status is not like that. So in the book of Matthew that we read, 25, from verse 14 to 15, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who gave his wealth to people and went away. So God will give you something, and then God will leave you to see how you will manage it. But the Bible says in verse 15 that he gave to one 5 bags of God.
To another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability, then he went on his journey.
Exactly. So can you imagine God giving you resources? He gives you an idea, he gives you a project, he gives you a job, he gives you this, he gives you this. He calls you into his ministry, he trusts you with the things, then he walks away. To see how you will manage. Hey. May God help you. Somebody say, God help me. But what is most important is when we read the scripture, what does it say? It says in verse 16, can you read verse 16?
The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more.
He gained how many bags more?
5 bags more.
And the most important part is he went to put his what?
His money. To work.
Not God. So the man managed to leverage the God into money. The resources he began to multiply. When God gives you things this year, he will not just give you to eat them. No matter how small it may be, God is looking for us to multiply it.
I receive.
Somebody say, I'll put my money into work. You have to understand it because it goes back to stewardship, where you begin to understand that this is not mine. I need to multiply it for my master. I need to do business. I need to, this idea that God gave me, it's not my idea. I need to make sure I'm faithful in this project because I need my master wants to use me with these resources. Now, so the Bible says, the one with the 5 bags went, put his money to work, and what happened?
He gained 5 bags more.
Mm-hmm.
So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
So the Bible said he did what? He settled what?
He settled accounts with them.
Do you understand that God does that? He audits us. Settling accounts. And this is what us this year, God is repeating 2015 for us. So that where we made mistakes, we can correct them. Imagine God sits down and checks, how did you use the resources I gave you? The job I gave you, the opportunities I opened for you. The ministry I gave you, the calling I gave you. God settles with you. And he sees how you did it. Now from the scripture there, the Bible says God, who is being referred there as in the parable, it says the master, you see there, the master of those servants retained and settled accounts with them. In verse 20, it says what?
The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
Did you hear that? So how does Jesus compare this in a parable? He says, this is what happens in the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like a man with the 5 bags. God gives this person 5 bags of gold, and God leaves. And imagine that after leaving, you have made the profits. God comes to share happiness with you. Now, in the same scripture, let's read the Message translation.
His master commended him, good work, you did your job well. From now on, be my partner.
Imagine that. God now expects you now to start giving in his kingdom. He now says, become my partner. I love this one. He says, you have done well, become my partner. So imagine some people just get the money and say, I made the money. No, God says, become my partner. Because the word is Jehovah Jireh, it is not just a word. It is a responsibility that when I give you, I want you to use the things I give you for the advancement of my kingdom. So many people don't have this mindset. Most people, they don't have this mindset. I promise you. Many people, all they have is, I want a breakthrough. I want this to happen. God says, no. So God gives people. All right? And what does it say?
The servant with the 2,000 showed how he also had doubled his master's investment.
Mm-hmm.
His master commended him, "Good work. You did your job well. From now on, be my partner."
Mm-hmm.
The servant given 1,000 said, "Master, I know you have high standards and hate careless ways, that you demand the best and make no allowances for error. I was afraid I might disappoint you, so I found a good hiding place and secured your money. Here it is, safe and sound, down to the last cent."
Mm-hmm.
The master was furious. "That's a terrible way to live. It's criminal to live cautiously like that."
It's what way of living? It's terrible, terrible way of doing things. Imagine there are people, look at this guy, how he went before God in prayer. "Lord, Master, I know you have everything. I know you're so powerful." It sounds so spiritual, but God said, that's a criminal way, of
terrible,
living.
Terrible.
Terrible way. Why didn't you multiply what I gave you? You do not have my interest because I want you to multiply it to advance my kingdom. For others who multiplied, God said, be my partners. You saw, how would you partner? The guy said, I kept everything because you are so powerful. It's so safe. And we have people today who are just staying. And I'm trying to share this message with you. If you are listening to my message today, you don't have a company, register one. Because in this year, God wants us to take a responsibility. He wants us to advance his kingdom. There's an anointing coming. If you have a company already, don't just keep it and bury it in your house. You say, no, I have a company. It's in my house. It doesn't work. No, no, no. Don't become like this guy who took his gold and just kept it somewhere. No, don't just keep your company. Every moment, move around. Go on the internet, search, try to drop whatsoever you can. If you have got a qualification, don't just stay at home. Be applying jobs anywhere you can. Because God wants you to use the stewardship or the resources he gave you for stewardship. I want him by the month of March. I want God to come and say, good boy, well done. Become my partner now.
I receive.
Did you notice? God calls people to become partners. This is a code of unlocking divine worth. Anyone who prays Jehovah Jireh, you have understood the meaning of Jehovah Jireh, right? It's a provision for his kingdom. God to give you for himself. Is Jehovah Jireh. If you understand this, it becomes a code. It's a code to where his resources are. And you understand your stewardship. When God begins to open doors, you understand they are not just for me to use them. But you handle them as a steward that God has given you the resources to use them for his purpose. So the reason why God is silent on finances on so many people, it is because they do not know how to use them. So in the beginning of this year, we want to align our thoughts with stewardship. That God, I align my thoughts, my actions, how I will behave, how I will do things. You cannot be trusted by God with the resources and you just stay in your house without making money for his kingdom. The reason why God will give you ideas is because he is trusting you. And some of you for 10 years, 20 years, you have wasted the time of God. God gave you ideas, plans. And because you thought it was for you, you didn't do anything. But God is opening your eyes. It was not for you. God wants to give you a status. God wants to elevate you. God wants to give you a status for his kingdom. On personal goals, instead of, I want to become successful for personal gain from now, try to be saying, I want to unlock the fullness of my divine calling, growing in wisdom, power, and the purpose to transform lives and glorify God. Instead of, I want to look better for others to admire me. Try, I want to embody physical, mental, and spiritual strength, honoring God as the architect of my being and inspiring others to do the same. Instead of, I want to be the smartest person in the room. Try, I want to develop extraordinary discernment, boldness, and clarity to bring supernatural solutions that reveal God's glory. Instead of, I want to achieve everything on my own terms. Try, I want to live in unshakable obedience to God's guidance, trusting His timing and direction to achieve breakthroughs beyond human understanding. Instead of, I want to master time management for personal gain. Try, I want to steward my time with precision and purpose, aligning every moment with God's eternal plan for my life. Instead of, I want to build a name for my business or myself. Try, I want to exalt God's name through my character, achievements, and the impact I create in every sphere of influence. Instead of, I want to eliminate bad habits to feel better about myself. Try, I want to root out every limitation and cultivate disciplines that make me a vessel of God's extraordinary power and grace. On your professional goals, instead of, I want to earn a lot of money from my ventures. Try, I want to build business that redefine industries, create generational impact, and magnify God's glory. Instead of, I want to make my company famous. Try, I want to position my companies as global forces for innovation, excellence, and purpose, reflecting God's limitless power. Instead of, I want to grow my team to have control over my projects. Try, I want to empower leaders and teams who carry a spirit of excellence, unity, and vision to expand our influence exponentially. Instead of, I want my company to outperform competitors. Try, I want my company to lead with purpose, inspiring transformation and collaboration that uplifts entire industries. Instead of, I want to dominate the market for my personal validation. Try, I want to steward the markets God has entrusted to me, bringing solutions that reflect divine innovation and provision. Instead of, I want to secure deals for more profits. Try, I want to forge partnerships that expand territories, create value, and manifest overflow of God's provision. Financial goals. Instead of, I want to buy expensive things to feel successful. Try, I want to build wealth with a divine strategy, acquiring resources that advance God's purposes and expand His kingdom. Instead of, I want to make more money to fulfill my dreams. Try, I want to generate wealth that creates opportunities for transformation, justice, and kingdom expansion. Instead of, I want to own assets to showcase success. Try, I want to own assets that serve as tools for growth, innovation, and God's greater glory. Raise up your right hand and say, so help me God.
So help me God.
As I share with you, this will help you to begin to master stewardship. When God gave me a vision to start raising up stewards in the ministry, I realized until today that the most stewards do not realize why they are called the stewards. In Matthew 25 from verse 14 we read, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like, meaning to say the kingdom of God does it. It says God, the master, gave one 5 bags of God. Another one was given 3 bags. I mean 2 bags of God. And another one was given 1 bag of God. And the master left. And the most shocking thing is he never told them what to do with the God. So we have got the people right now with the companies. They don't even know what to do. They have registered the companies. They don't even know where to start from. It's how the kingdom of heaven looks like. They give you things and they don't tell you what to do with them. You have to show stewardship. And the Bible says that the other two, they multiplied it. They went into business because they said they want to make their master happy. But one did not. So if you check in the scripture, it actually says what? In the book of Genesis, which you read, it says, Abraham says, God will provide. But what will he provide? A lamb. A lamb for who? For you, Abraham? No. It was again to be taken to God himself. So there are resources that God wants to give you. And from the scripture we just read there, it says, now become a partner. Meaning to say, out when God gives you, he wants you to partner with him. I pray in the name of Jesus that your mind is set. Receive a transformation.
I receive.
And that you begin to understand your responsibility, your stewardship as a child of God.
I receive.
God wants to open things for you. God wants to do things for you. But he wants you to understand the purpose why he will provide for you. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Help my thinking.
Help my thinking.
Change my mindset.
Change my mindset.
I position myself.
I position myself.
With the mindset.
With the mindset.
Of God's kingdom agenda.
Of God's kingdom agenda.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Bless me like Abraham.
Bless me like
so
Abraham.
I can become a blessing.
So I can become a blessing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray in this moment.
I pray in this moment.
This morning of the year.
This morning of the year.
This beginning of the year.
This beginning of the
at
year.
At this foundation of the year.
In this foundation
that
of the
my
year.
Motives.
That my motives.
Get aligned.
Get aligned.
With your purpose.
With your purpose.
With your kingdom.
With your kingdom.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I therefore pray.
I therefore
for
pray.
Jehovah Jireh.
For Jehovah Jireh.
You are God who will provide.
You are God who will
in
provide.
This year.
In this
you will
year,
provide.
You will provide
in all my endeavors.
In all my endeavors.
In all my ventures.
In all my, ventures,
in all my plans.
In all my
you
plans,
will provide.
You will provide
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
begin
Jesus.
Begin to pray. Pray for.